Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh, hey, I'm Anzi.
You alright, Anna?
Yeah, good. I think we have to start the show with an apology. I don't know what happened to the episode last week, but I was right in the middle of a really interesting story about how there was a power cut after I went to the gym, which was right in the middle of Rhiannon telling a really interesting story about a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then the fucking podcast cut out. And went to an advert for another fucking podcast.
I know.
It's just a kick in the face,
that's
to be
really
honest.
Hurts.
So I don't know what happened. We're not sure what happened. There was a technical issue. Yeah. So I'm just very sorry about that.
We even actually looked into it for once and tried to figure it out.
It was quite a technical thing, but we don't know what happened.
No.
And I can't remember what the end of my boring there was a power cut story is. And we pretty much wrapped up the zombie one anyway.
Yeah. Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. But yeah, that was really stupid. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. But honestly, I'm telling you, you didn't miss much.
No.
I think after we did the artisan cabbage thing, I'm not sure anything was ever going to be as
nothing was
going
to be as funny. It was maybe, you know, it wasn't a test to see if you were listening to the end. But
no.
It was nice
it was
to see people actually realise that we had died halfway through.
I know. So thanks for letting us know. And we do apologise. And we'll say goodbye twice at the end of this episode. How's that for you?
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, that's going to take ages. You know at the end when I'm dying to finish and you always say bye like three times.
What do you mean when you're dying
to... six times.
What do you mean when you're dying to finish?
I'm always hungry by the end.
I know, I'm starving already. I feel like that is a common theme as well. It's just telling everyone how hungry we are.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
What's going on? Anna's packing for download, so there's a lot of striped t-shirts everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of rock and roll t-shirts hanging around.
Yeah.
Just love to really get down in the mud to some rock music.
What rock bands are you seeing this weekend?
Well, I'm embarrassingly excited about Avenged Sevenfold.
What's that?
It's Google them. It's so embarrassing. They were like really big when I was a proper grunger when I was about 16. No, a bit older maybe like 18 or so. Too old to be grunging. So I'm looking forward to that. Guns N' Roses on Saturday night. That's
really?
Fun. Saw them last year. They're very good.
Okay.
But Axl Rose is not that thin or handsome anymore. But that's cool.
He was never handsome.
That's life. That's fine. So I'm doing that mostly.
Okay.
What have you been up to, Rhiannon?
What have I been up to? Well, I had a pizza for lunch and then a slice of cake just before I came here so I could fall asleep at any minute.
Oh, how exciting for us all.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if Rhiannon falls asleep and pauses us recording, you'll know what happened this time.
Yeah, big news from me.
That sounds thrilling.
Oh, I've been tweeting about Love Island a lot.
Oh, yeah, Love Island's big at the moment, and people think Rhiannon knows what she's talking about when she tweets about it.
Yeah, Twitter said they were going to tell people I was good at tweeting about Love Island.
Well, don't forget to check out Rhiannon's tweets about Love Island at Rhiannon...
Evie.
There you go, Rhiannon Ev.
Yeah.
She'll be giving you the gossip from the villa, which is all very exciting. Do you know what? I know
Anna is also basically the correspondent on Cosmo.co.uk.
It is coming up quite a lot in my job at the moment.
Mm.
What I would say is that Alex guy makes me feel physically sick.
I'm so glad we're on the same page about that because I can't respect
gross.
People who feel sorry for him.
No, I can't. Like, everyone at work keeps yelling at me. And also someone tweeted that he looks like Steve Buscemi and now I can't possibly be interested in that. And there are just so many screenshots of him that I keep getting sent by like the PR. And he just looks like he's been birthed out of a slime egg. You know, he's just like, he's not the right skin tone for Love Island. Like, no judgment because I'm alabaster.
Yeah.
Through and through. Cut me and I bleed single cream.
We're an alabaster crew.
Yeah, I just don't... I think he should get... let's be honest.
Cut me and I bleed single cream. That's amazing.
I think probably by the time this comes out, he will have left Love Island, hopefully.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Or three of the girls will have shagged him. Who knows
not
on that show?
Not in a million years. Not in a million years.
We were saying today at work, you just need to go down to Inferno's. He probably gets laid like three times a week at Inferno's.
I don't even believe that, to be honest. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Love Island, But maybe we should do a Love Island podcast. Maybe we should. It's got to be better than Kem's Love Island podcast. Which
have you listened to
it? No, obviously not. It's garbage, surely.
Don't listen
surely.
To other podcasts,
no, it's
do
filth.
We? No.
But yeah, so we're not here to talk about Love Island. We're here to talk about real life stories, crazy shit that goes on in the universe, in the world, that you go, what? That can't be real. I've just seen a spider on the wall.
Oh, no. Where?
It's small, admittedly.
Oh, that's like, I know, that's barely even a spider.
I'll tell you what I would say is this morning I was having my morning wee, used toilet roll, then looked at the toilet roll and there was a fucking spider on it.
You put...
I must have just stopped it just before the spider. So there was no spider in my groin. So
how do you know?
I picked up the toilet roll, ripped some off, put it back, flushed, stood up, looked at the toilet roll, and there was a spider on it. So when I picked it up, there must have been a spider on it, and I somehow managed to not grab a piece with spider on.
And put it up you.
And give birth to spider babies. And I nearly threw up when that happened to me this morning.
Wow.
Anyway, that's too much information. Now you're thinking about
I've
spider
got a story
groin.
A bit like that.
Oh, that's great news.
Should I kick off with it?
Maybe you should. Yeah, we've done enough intro, haven't we? How long have we been going? 5:38
Yeah, that's that was mostly absurd. Just you talking about being alabaster.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Okay, my bad. Right, let's do it.
You may have seen this one in the news. Serious.
Okay.
Woman impregnated by squid after she ate raw seafood with organs still attached.
I don't know why anyone would choose to eat... Like raw? Wait, do we eat raw seafood? No,
Not raw squid, really. No.
What kind of thing would we? Oh, like an oyster's raw, is it?
Yeah.
I can live without them in my life, though.
You can live without oyster babies in your mouth.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What else would we eat? That's a raw seafood.
Well,
nothing, right?
You know, if you do sushi, you eat raw seafood, don't you?
Oh, I suppose, but that doesn't seem as grim as...
No.
Okay. I'm thinking more mussels, cockles,
doesn't seem
eels.
As grim as this picture.
Oh, no, I don't know
Look
about that.
Look at the squid.
Fuck me.
That caption says sperm bags, but we'll get to that.
I don't want to hear about sperm bags. Can we cut this off?
No.
Okay.
A woman's tongue was impregnated by raw squid, a medical report claims. The 63-year-old's mouth was inseminated Jesus. By sperm, squid sperm, after she ate the undercooked seafood without removing its internal organs.
Why are people not removing internal organs?
People eat organs. Me and Offal, nah.
I was watching Britain's Best Home Cook last week.
Oh, yeah.
And some woman roasted a pig's heart.
No.
I don't understand why you do that over a nice...
Does she not
Join
know that
beef?
You can have, like, a loin with no fat on?
I know, she did the whole heart, and she said that's her kid's favourite, and they go to school with heart sandwiches the next
no,
day.
No, they don't.
Bloody Welsh, that's what the problem is. There you go, I said it.
When doctors examined the woman, they discovered 12 small, white, spindle-shaped, bug-like sperm bags.
Great. That's just great.
Embedded in her tongue and gums.
Oh, fuck off.
Gums. Ugh.
Fuck off.
The foreign bodies were identified as squim spermatophores. Spermatophores.
Spermatophores. Spermatophores.
Which is sperm-containing capsules belonging to a Japanese flying squid.
What? Flying?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
What?
I don't know if they do fly.
Oh, okay, fine.
God, I mean, everyone looks like they're flying in water, don't they?
I suppose, yeah, it's a good point.
The woman had reportedly failed to remove the squid's internal organs and compounded the problem by parboiling the creature for a few seconds before eating it.
So just riling them up and getting them moving quicker.
And that meant exactly, Anna, the spermatophores remained alive and well.
God, I'm super smart
you
today.
You are Dr. Anna today.
Thank you.
And it's thought they were looking for a soft place to embed and so settled on her tongue and gums. The woman from South Korea needed immediate medical assistance. Obviously.
Yeah, duh.
Apparently, oh my god, this is horrendous.
No.
This is worse than I thought.
Not possible.
Researchers wrote, okay, if you eat breakfast, put it down. As soon as she put a piece into her mouth, she felt like many bugs were biting her oral mucosa. She guesses the gammy bits in your mouth.
Yeah.
She experienced severe sharp pain and spat out the entire portion without swallowing. Despite that, she could still feel small, squirming, white bug-like organisms penetrating her.
That's hot. That's like a porno.
That's
actual underwater pornography.
Yeah. So.
That is fucking disgusting. Yeah, but that's so her own gross. Fault, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not like she was in a restaurant or she'd ordered something a bit funky. Like, she did that to herself.
Yeah. Don't. Just don't.
Just don't.
Go to a restaurant. Make sure it's so hot you can barely pick it up.
Have some breaded calamari from the harvester.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that was disgusting, but yeah. It's really great to hear you say the word sperm sack about 35
times.
Just waiting for my internet to buffer.
Oh, this, yeah.
Here we go, got it. Oh, nearly. It's just spinning.
Spinny wheel of doom.
Here we go. Man on 5-day drugs binge found filling his hotel bathtub with potatoes while wearing a bra.
What?
Yeah, you heard right. You bloody heard right. A man on a 5-day drugs binge was found by police filling his hotel bathtub with potatoes while wearing a bra, a court heard. Officers were called to the Travel Lodge in Eastleigh, Hants, where hotel staff noticed a smell of cannabis wafting from guest James Johnson's room. Staff at the hotel had also witnessed the 30-year-old carrying a bag of spuds and wearing women's clothing.
What the hell?
No judgment.
Not a problem with the clothing.
Yeah. Police searched Johnson's room and found an assortment of drugs, including ecstasy, 5-MAPB.
What's MAPB?
Well, it's similar to MDMA. And psychedelic substance 2CB. I don't know if I'm getting old or something, but I honestly haven't heard of any of these drugs.
Oh, my God.
When questioned by Judge Peter Henry at Southampton Crown Court as to why he had done it, Johnson replied it felt like the right thing to do at the time.
What, the spuds or the 5-day bender?
Just all of it, I think. The court heard that Johnson and two friends had come back to his hometown of Eastleigh to go for a night out. The party, however, turned into a 5-night bender with numerous drugs being consumed by the trio.
The CB2A.
Oh, I just don't want to take CB2A in any way, shape or form.
XYZPQ.
Exactly. In a separate search at his home in Ealing, Cams? What's that short?
Cambridgeshire.
Oh, Cambridgeshire, nice. Why don't you just write it? It's only a few more letters.
I know. Save lazy, me a lot of problems. Fucker. What website is that?
Couldn't possibly say.
Is it the Sunday Sport?
No, it's mirror.co.uk.
Oh, right, fine.
Johnson was charged with possession with intent to supply, which he admitted to. Good for him. I like it when people just go, do you know what? I hold my hands up. I've made a right
fuck up here. Why did it seem like he intended to supply?
No, I think he was going to
take it all.
He probably thought he'd get away with a lighter sentence if he said, oh, no, I wasn't going to take it all, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm. In an interview, he said he had bought the drugs on the dark web for around £750.
Oh, I've never been in the dark web, have you?
No, I don't know how to get on it. No. I tried Googling dark web and nothing came up.
Do you actually want to Google dark web?
No, but how would you get on it? Would you just... Don't do it now, that's your work computer. The court heard that Johnson, who works as a volunteer, was supposed to take prescribed medication, but he'd stopped doing that accidentally because he forgot.
He's full of medication, doesn't need it anymore.
He's fine for medication, turns out. Mitigating Unimi Davies said that Johnson was remorseful and was an intelligent man who just made a mistake. You know what it's like when you're on a 5-day bender and you're up to your knees in 5-TCPD.
I want more information on the spuds.
Oh, no, there's no. That's it.
Oh, my God.
In sentencing, Judge Henry said the case was odd and bizarre and the consequence of the binge could have been very, very dangerous.
Yes, as it was.
As it was, as it turned out. Johnson was given an 18-month community order with the requirement to carry out a 9-month drug rehabilitation program. But yeah, there's no... He just said it felt like the right thing to do at the time to do the potatoes thing.
Sure.
He didn't go into any more
thinking behind it. I am now curious about what it would be like to get in a bath of potatoes.
Well... Let's get you some drugs.
I bet that'd be uncomfortable, actually.
It'd be outrageously painful because you'd lay on the potatoes and they'd go right into your spine, wouldn't they?
Maybe up the bum. What if one just ended up going...
Well, we did that story recently, didn't we, about that woman trying to use a potato as contraception?
Yes.
Because her mum told her to.
And she should have used a flat mushroom.
Well, hello, how many more times have we got to say that? God, we should work at the family planning clinic.
Well, they're very under-resourced right now and being closed down, so...
Oh, is that right?
Maybe
that's
we'll
a bummer.
Need... That is a shit bummer, isn't
it? Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, a shit bummer.
Oof. Oh, too far.
I just came up with that.
Too far.
Do we put that on a t-shirt? I quite like
shit
it.
Bummer,
that
no.
is a shit bummer.
That's hot. That's too graphic for me for some reason. I'm just thinking of all sorts of gross things.
All right. Shall I do a story?
Nah, no point.
Okay.
Go on then.
This is so silly.
Okay.
But it did make me laugh.
Seems perfect then.
Piper arrested on Royal Mile after playing bagpipes too loudly. I just really like
I will tell you this right now. Bagpipes are 100% my worst sound in the whole fucking world.
Oh, really?
I cannot stand them.
Okay.
I've got no time for them. I can't see the point in them.
Okay.
And I will not stand for it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to deal with it. And that's sort of the end of my rant, but I'm still cross about it.
So what about if they were extra loud?
That's worse, clearly, that's worse. Oh, God.
Like this. How's that?
I don't love it.
It's beautiful.
Fucking hell. Can no one else see why I hate them so much?
Anna, it's beautiful.
Didn't fade out like a DJ, man.
No.
That was really abrupt.
Might want to come back to it later.
Okay, fine. I'd rather you didn't. That was horrible.
Oh, Anna, any Scottish people, you're going to get beaten up by a Scottish person.
Why? For saying I hate bagpipes.
It's like their beautiful culture.
No, but I hate loads of English stuff as well.
Like the song Vindaloo. Vindaloo. That's what you should do on your website, a little roundup of England football songs.
In what world would that be the right content for cosmopolitan.co.uk? I can't think of a less...
I'd click it.
Fine.
A piper was arrested on the Royal Mile, of course we know in Edinburgh, for not giving his details to police after playing the bagpipes too loudly. I love that it wasn't the... He didn't give his address, because I always thought that that was how you get out of crimes.
Yeah, but you can, can't you? You just say, no, I'm not giving you my address.
Apparently not.
Yeah, but what would a policeman do, though?
Arrest you.
Oh, fair.
John McDonald, most Scottish
name. Oh, come on!
Was arrested on the Royal Mile as
Angus
part of...
Angus McDonald's a little bit more Scottish, but...
Was arrested on the Royal Mile as part of the Edinburgh City Council and Police Scotland initiative to tackle noisy street performers.
Good.
Officers issued him a yellow card warning over the sound levels and requested he only play the pipes 6 days a week.
He should not be playing the bagpipes a single day of the week.
When playing on the Royal Mile, McDonald was approached by officers over the volume of his pipes, but he refused to give his details to the police.
Fine.
Spokeswoman for the police said, police in Edinburgh have received complaints from local residents and a councillor about excessive noise from bagpipe buskers on the Royal Mile.
Are people really playing bagpipes in Scotland to make money? Surely everyone there's like, mate, I hear bagpipes all the time. I grew up on bagpipes. You're better off doing it in London or something, aren't you? Oh, yeah. I suppose.
So then they said to the buskers, can you just do it 6 days a week? But on Sunday, June 4th, officers from city centre community policing teams found this bagpiper. Ugh. The noise level was clearly excessive. The busker concerned was told stop playing and given a yellow card. Then they asked for his details. He refused to comply with this and was arrested. He was released later in the day.
Does it say what he was wearing?
Do you want to see a picture?
Not really.
This is him shouting at the police officer.
No, he doesn't look as annoying
full
as
Scottish
I thought he
attire.
Yeah, I thought he'd look a bit budget. You know, like in London when there's that floating
What's that? Sorry.
Yeah. Now, you know when when you go down to like the South Bank in London, there's 15 different floating yodas.
Oh yeah.
And they all look a bit dirty, and then you see them take their heads off, and I could live without that noise, please.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, great.
But learning for everybody: if you don't give police your name, they can still arrest you.
I can't believe that. That's a shock.
It's worked for me for years.
Has it? Mm. Man has 6-inch handheld... Where do you think this is going? Man has 6-inch handheld shower head.
Removed from his bum.
Yeah, after accidentally slipping in the bathroom. And I will insist that every time you say accidentally, you put quote marks around it.
Okay, so do it. Join in at home, guys.
Let's do a drinking game. Actually, I don't know if it says that many times. I don't want to get you all riled up. A man has had a 6-inch handheld shower head removed from his butt. Well, I mean, why say it again, guys? 26-year-old from India.
Be doing that kind of thing.
You think perverts are only old? I certainly do. The 26-year-old from India had to detach the PVC pipe connecting the shower head to the wall to get to hospital. I mean, that must have been a hell of a job. Upon admission to Ram Mahar Lahira Hospital and Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research in New Delhi. How good was that for me?
Very good.
The man denied he had put the shower head there himself. His vitals were stable and there was no evidence of blood in his rectum. So that's a thumbs up for that one. Scans revealed the showerhead was 6 inches deep into the man's pelvis, but had not caused any internal damage. The man was put under general anaesthetic while doctors removed the object. I just wonder if people stop putting things up their bum that shouldn't go there, the NHS might not be so overworked.
Yeah.
And if doctors stop going on Love Island, then we might also have more people that we need around.
I would quite like to see the percentages on that.
I mean, I've read so many stories like this on IRL, and I know you have too.
Yeah.
No serious damage had been caused, and the man was allowed to go home 48 hours later.
So let's role play this. He's in the shower. The shower head moves from the top of the shower all the way to the bottom. Then he slips. Then it goes up his bum.
I tell you what, if you genuinely slipped and something went up your arsehole, how pissed off would you be?
Oh my God, you'd be like, no one
would believe you. There's no way of...
That would be so annoying.
That is my... That is... That will be how I die. I know that now. I know that is what's going to happen.
I know this much is true.
It's karma for all the bad things I've said about bagpipes. I'm going straight to hell with a shower head up my
arse. With a bagpipe up your arse.
Oh, God. The whole thing. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, talking about Love Island, did you see the guy saying he shoved a recorder up a girl the other day?
I know. Disgusting. And that is just vile.
That is not good sexual health.
Also,
guys,
use your penis. You've got a penis. God's sake. No serious damage had been caused, and the man was allowed home 48 hours later. Mm-hmm. The report notes how the correct size, material, and number of objects needs to be determined before treatment can proceed. So there really is a lot to think about before you just delve in there and drag something out of an asshole. There's suction to think about.
So why did he? Because if I got my shower head up my bum, I wouldn't be able to remove it from the shower. Mine's fixed.
Well, then you'd
just die.
You'd die. You'd die of malnutrition because you'd be able to drink water. Like no one's business.
Yeah.
But unless you could eat your shower gel, unfortunately, you would die, Rhiannon.
It'd be like our good friend that time who got locked into the bathroom.
But like a million times worse, probably because there's a shower head up your arsehole.
My favourite thing is, she won't mind us saying, we're not naming her. Her fiancé at that time wasn't home for like another whole day.
Yeah, he was away for the weekend.
So she'd worked out, she had two hall soothers in the medicine cabinet. And that's all she had to
eat. That's honestly like 148 hours, 127 hours or whatever it is when that guy has to cut his arm off. But it's like not totally like that. But
she did get out in the end 8 hours later by like cutting a bit of the door out.
I honestly don't know how, but she didn't have her phone or anything.
I think that's the greatest story of all time.
But it terrifies me.
Yeah.
Imagine dying like that.
Do you take your phone to the loo? I do. I know it's gross.
Maybe I should start though. I'd hate to die in that.
I mean, what way to go? I haven't even got any hall soothers, so I'll be gone soon.
Our medicine cabinet's not in the bathroom.
Oh.
So I'm looking at dry shampoo and cotton buds for dinner.
Oh, cotton buds.
Cotton buds. Okay.
Makes me feel sick.
Yeah, why has that made you feel sick and not a huge shower head up your arsehole?
Not my arsehole.
Your arsehole, you said it. I can't remember where we got to. No serious damage, right. The report notes how the correct size of it. So they need to know exactly what's up your arse before they take it out. So they basically have to put you to sleep. Proper history and examination is mandatory to look for signs and symptoms of perforation as well. You don't want your rectum perforated, from what I've heard.
No.
Asking for a friend. And also things like fever and severe abdominal pain and bleeding can also be a cause when you've got a shower head up your bottom.
Yeah.
History is often ambiguous and incomplete due to a high level of embarrassment. So basically a lot of the time people don't tell you exactly what's up their arse or how it got there. Though the patient reported accidental, do a shot. Of the shower head and denied voluntary insertion, there is a high suspicion of voluntary insertion for autoerotic purpose.
Okay, I'm glad that they've pointed that out.
How sexy is the phrase autoerotic purpose? It's not the first time a foreign object has been removed from a rectum. Yeah, duh.
Yeah, duh. What do you think we do on this podcast?
Mate, you're speaking to the wrong people. The doctor said a large variety of objects have been reported, including bottles, cans, glass bulbs, which I don't think is a good option, stones, small rods, fruits and vegetables,
don't we?
And vibrators, dildos and toys. Insertion of objects for autoerotic purposes is the most common cause of rectal... it's a sex noise because I'm hot I'm hot for, what's it called? Autoerotic purposes. That's the most common reason why you've got something up your ass, not because you fell on it.
That's good to know.
What else happened?
If you were doing that, if you put something up your bum...
For autoerotic purpose.
Yeah, and you decided, and you accidentally went too far, Would you go to the hospital and be like, I'm owning this?
Yeah,
or would you lie?
No, I'd own it because I think maybe...
They all know.
I think we've done so many stories that you and me are more aware of it than other people. Yeah. I think other people think, oh, they've probably never seen anyone with a small rod up their backside.
I'd love to ask a nurse how many times a day someone comes up.
It can't be every day, do you think?
I think weekly.
Well, that is a real shame.
In an A&E in London.
Oh, do you think?
Yes.
But there's so many nice things to do in London. Just download the Time Out app. Go to a fucking art show.
Yeah.
What are you doing at home with your bum bum?
With your bum bum.
Close up your bum bum.
And I do know, I hate these stories because we always say up the bum, no harm done.
There's fucking shit tons
of harm
done. Loads of harm.
You just read out what could happen.
You've perforated your rectum with a small rod or a fruit and we've got big problems, my friend.
But up the bum, still no babies.
That is also an important lesson to learn, I think, personally. But there we go.
Mostly true with penises.
Yes, correct.
Okay. This is disgusting.
Excellent.
Plane forced to make emergency landing after one passenger's unbearable BO makes people vomit and faint.
I was going to say, like, mate, I think we've done this story if it's about someone doing a huge poop.
We've done two shit ones. And this is about
BO. I think this
BO.
Might be worse. This I honestly worse. Think this might be worse.
This is worse.
Actual vomiting because of it.
Yeah. A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger's unbearable body odour. Because I can't... just think for a minute what that would be like.
I just don't... I assume that's what a dead body must smell like. But times a million, but then with some poop.
And then...
Because your
like
body
little...
poops when you die, doesn't it?
Oh.
I'm really worried about dying and giving birth because apparently you poop after both. So I'm just probably not going to do either.
Both times you probably don't care.
I don't know, mate.
You're not going to do either, okay. A plane was forced to caused other holiday makers behind him to vomit and faint. What are you packing while you're...
No, sorry, I just noticed one of my tops was a bit wrinkled.
Or just sat next to Anna's clothes.
So I was just unwrinkling it. I was listening.
No, it's fine. We should do... Maybe next time you could just pack while we do it and then you won't be short on time.
Just going through me bits and bobs. I'm just going to pack 47 different black and white t-shirts.
Okay.
Just in case.
But you've got the grey and black one on, so you can't take that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
The Transavia flight to the Spanish holiday island of Gran Canaria was forced to make an unexpected detour when travellers became distressed by the stench of the man who smelt like he hadn't washed in weeks.
Oh,
I think months to make a plane that bad.
I mean, but I do wonder if it gets to, after a point, does it just not get any worse?
Oh,
I know
that
sounds stupid, but
worse.
Do you think?
Yeah. The worst smell about someone that hasn't washed isn't necessarily the BO. For me, it's the wee smell.
Just
you know
like
the smell of wee?
Like old cat's piss.
Yeah.
But also...
And And I've not, you know, men get that smell in their hands. And they're disgusting.
Why aren't they? Oh, God, because they're always touching the penis.
Always just a lot of touching the penis.
I hate... This conversation.
The man's smelled so bad that the passenger started to faint and vomit.
Faint?
Shit, yes.
I didn't hear you say that.
After the flight took off from Schiphol Airport in the Netherlands. Netherlands.
What? They're such a nice bunch normally, the Netherlands folk.
Staff on board the service repeatedly tried to quarantine him in a toilet before pilots were forced to divert the flight.
I've never heard anything like this.
They landed in Faro in southern Portugal so this foul-smelling man could be removed from the flight.
But then what do you do with him? You just you say, right, you can't come back on the plane until you've washed and changed your clothes. I don't know what the best course of action is.
Yeah, I think they just take him off and then be like,
have
a shower.
But then he's got to wash his clothes too, there's no point.
Good point.
There's literally no point in doing one or the other.
Belgian passenger Piet van Hout, was one of the passengers and said it was unbearable. He added, it was like he hadn't washed himself for weeks. Several passengers started to get sick and puke. Transavia confirmed the emergency landing, said it was due to medical reasons.
That's not medical reasons. That's fucking humans being scumbags.
That's disgusting.
I guess you can't put that on a form.
Oh my God, listen to this. In February, a Transavia plane, same company, from Dubai to Amsterdam, was forced to make an emergency landing in Vienna after a passenger could not stop farting and a brawl broke out between passengers.
Oh my God. Just imagine how that fight started. Can you stop farting? What do you mean? I'm not farting. You're farting. I know you're farting. No, I'm not farting.
I'm not. And then
Or do you,
you
think
are.
You just went, yeah, sorry, I am farting. Or not even sorry, just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's and my then plane did another
too.
One.
Oh God. Oh,
I don't know
God.
How that went down.
I hate trumpet.
Maybe I'll do that another week.
Gross. Okay, final story of the day.
Yes.
A moronic gangster robbed post office that shut in 1983. When I decided I was going to do this story, and yeah. then as I was reading it, I realised it's from Colchester.
Oh, and you didn't even do it on purpose.
Didn't even do it on purpose. Oh. When bungling blagger Phil Tosser Curry, that's his mid. That's
Anna,
what,
yeah. where is this story from?
Why you got to be like that?
Phil Tosser Curry.
I don't know. Phil Tosser Curry.
Is this from Sunday Sport?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
When Phil, known as Tosser, was released from a 15 stretch, he needed readies pronto. I guess that means money, money.
He's come out of jail and needs money.
Sure. With a limited skill set, he decided to raise funds the only way he knew how. Armed bloody robbery. Unfortunately, 15 years behind bars had not quite turned Curry into a criminal mastermind. The post office he opted to raid had closed down in 1983, and the hapless felon burst into a genteel Pilates class with a stocking on his head and a sawn-off shotgun in his hand.
Oh my god!
To add insult to injury, as he tried to flee the scene of his attempted crime, Curry was forced to catch the bus as no local getaway drivers were prepared to work with him.
Yeah.
Fed up Curry, 57, told Sunday Sport... Oh, I've already admitted it, haven't I? I was going to lie.
That's fine. Told the Washington Post.
Told the Guardian. I could not believe it. I ran into what used to be the old High Street post office in this village outside Colchester. And there were all these birds in leotards bloody stretching. I said, what's going on? What's happened to the post office? I used to get sweets here when I was a kid. One bird told me the post office was long gone and that the building was now a wellness and mindfulness centre. Namaste. And if I wanted stamps, I'd have to go into town. So I apologises for butting in and I goes out. Then I realise I'm all tooled up, so I puts the shooter in the hold all, takes off the stocking and waits for the bus. I felt a right proper muppet. I've decided that arm blagging is not for me.
No, Tosser. Boo,
Tosser. You
don't
bloody
use
Tosser.
The word Tosser enough.
He's not called Tosser for nothing. Do you know what I mean?
What a good nickname.
I love him. I think he seems like a nice guy.
If your nickname was a swear word, what would it be?
Gosh, you put me on the spot there, Rihanna. Yeah. You put me on the spot. I do love Bellend, and I think it's fitting.
I've got like a shithead.
I don't mind a shithead, but Tosser is up there. It's really quite effective.
There's no point playing because he's won.
I called someone a turd burger the other day.
No!
I have no idea where it came from. Isn't that the most disgusting phrase?
Turd burger.
Like, not to their face, obviously. I was just like, oh, fucking turd burger. Isn't that horrible, though? I don't know.
Is that from The Office or something?
I don't know. It was just in my mind. And it's just a funny word. And then you actually think about what it is, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Especially for you with your aversion to turd.
I know, disgusting. Mm. Anyway, let's not bang on about it. Right, we've got to say two goodbyes or we're... So we'll do social media. I won't do that twice, because quite honestly, no one even likes hearing it the first time. So if you would like to see any pictures, send us any stories, get in touch with us. Actually, it's very helpful that we did tell you this social media last time, because you all got in touch on social media and said we got a problem. So thank you very much for that. But yeah, if you'd like to find us on social media, it's at @IRL_UK_podcast, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. And if you would like to find us on Facebook, just search for IRL UK podcast and you'll find us. Yeah, get in touch with us on there. Tell us what stories you want to hear. If we've got any good, if you've got any good stories for us, that'd be swell.
No one's been sliding into our DMs on Instagram.
Oh, it's probably because we're not doing a very good job of social media at the moment.
No, but I like when you slide into our DMs and give us stories.
Give us a slide, will ya? But yeah, sorry, social media, I think we're just very busy at the moment. I know it's not a good excuse, but fortunately we have full-time jobs. I would give anything for this to be my full-time job.
Yeah, how good would that be?
But that's life, unfortunately. So we've got a lot on our plate, guys. But yeah, we promise we'll get back on it soon. Maybe when Love Island's over, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I could stop thinking about that.
Love Island is my life.
But yeah, so thank you very much for listening. It's been an absolute ball.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do two different types of goodbye?
I wish I'd thought about what goodbye was in two languages, but of course I have not. I mean, we've got au revoir. Au revoir.
So long, yeah. Farewell. Alfida's saying goodbye.
Adjourn. Adjourn. Is that
not adjourn, adieu.
I really don't care for that film or anything.
Adjourn
about
is
it.
Like the stop court proceedings.
I've got no idea what any of the words you're saying are. What's a stop court proceeding?
No, stop a court proceeding.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I've totally misunderstood what you said.
I wasn't enunciating.
Oh, like when it's like bang the hammer. Adjourn.
But adjour is like bye.
Okay, well, adjour from us.
Yeah.
Au revoir from us. That's two. You've had your fill. Ciao.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.